Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
So I think Charlie should find some Kiss music for us.
Oh,
it's probably not really our format, though, is it?
Well, why not? You're going, I mean, he's 7.
Damn, be nice. He could be listening. He's a conservative.
He might be listening. I hope he is.
So he could be. Gene, if you're listening, thanks. Yeah. Really appreciate all you've done on that end of things.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Damn. She's doing her impersonation.
Yeah, there you go. Gene Simmons impersonation. Yeah. All right. Representative Patrick Neville joining us now. Patrick, what's going on?
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. How are you?
Oh, not so bad. But, gosh, given the news this week, what we're seeing going, I'm getting a little concerned. Things are getting crazy in Colorado politics. Did you guys see the story of these Democrats and socialist affiliated groups actually wanting to protest the house of the warden of the ICE detention facility?
Oh, I did see that. Yes, I did see something about that. Yes, yeah. I did.
They actually called out his house, gave his address out, and they're trying to organize a big protest at his house. I mean, if this isn't an attempt to totally terrorize an individual who's just doing his job. He's just working for a private group that maintains the ICE facility, doing the best that he probably can, I imagine. I've never met the man, but you're going to go to his house, intimidate his family?
That's garbage.
But that's exactly what the left does. When you're talking about the radical communist left, that's exactly what they do. That's no different than what they did in Russia back in the day. It's no different than what they've done to a lot of Trump higher-ups. You know, they've gone and done this to bank executives in the past. They've done this to Trump people that work for the administration at restaurants, all sorts of things.
Restaurants and with the family, and they attack them. Senator Rand Paul was attacked in his own yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this
does. The court actually rejected that back and said, no, the sentence was too light and sent it back to the courts on that one because there was a liberal court that gave the guy such a light sentence on that. I mean, he attacked a U.S. senator. So we're just seeing the left go rampant.
Right.
What boggles my mind is we don't see any elected Democrats calling for an end to it.
Well, of course not, because it helps them in the long run. Because what this does is this keeps normal, regular people from running. This keeps people from being involved. This keeps people from being vocal. Well, why do you think they're going around and one of these crazy guys, I don't know if it was Beto or whoever, but they sent out the list of donors, people that donated to Trump, businesses that donated to the Trump campaign. You know, they made all those lists public. Well, that's so people can be harassed and shunned.
And most of that information actually is public as it is, but the what they were trying to do by sending out that list is go to their houses and make their personal lives totally miserable and painful, and they are just totally trying to terrorize conservatives and anyone who's like-minded into submission so that hopefully, just don't speak out. And it's dangerous when I see it. I mean, this is what I saw when I was in Iraq. We would go into a new village and kind of, liberate the village, so to say, or liberate that neighborhood, and it'd be okay for a time. And then this is what the terrorists in Iraq would do. They would come in and try to totally silence someone by intimidating with these tactics. And it starts with these kind of tactics, and then it gets worse, and then it gets worse. So, I mean, we got to stand up to this kind of stuff. And then I'm going to put a call out to the Democrats. I want to hear John Hickenlooper is running for U.S. Senate. Hey, John Hickenlooper, let's hear a renouncing of this kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't Jared Polis renounce this kind of behavior?
Here's part of the reason, Patrick, is they will turn on them too. And they don't want this happening to them. They'll turn on anybody.
And by the way, this is the Abolish ICE Denver Group and the Denver Communists.
Yeah.
That's who's putting this together.
Yep. And the Abolish ICE is very closely affiliated to many prominent Democrat officials. So this is not just some random group out there. They are affiliated with them. If the Democrats don't like this kind of tactics, they should renounce it. But I'm not hearing it.
But this is why, who's the president of Starbucks, or the guy that founded Starbucks? So, well, sorry, Charlie? Howard Schultz. When Howard Schultz started running for president, he thought, hey, I'm a liberal. Everybody's going to love me.
I love
the American ideal. They ate him alive because he stood up against the whole socialist thing.
Right. Yeah, because he actually understood that we need some sort of communism to function in a prosperous society. But, yeah, it's getting really scary, and this is the kind of tactics we're seeing. I mean, when I experienced it about a year ago from now when my family was threatened. They didn't just go after me. They went after my family. I'm used to them going after me. I'm an elected official. But this guy's not even an elected official. He's just doing his job, trying to run a facility, doing the best he can. I imagine I haven't been through the facility myself, but I've heard other people that have, and it's actually a pretty well-maintained facility. And for them to just go out and terrorize his house, this is getting really, really scary.
It is really scary.
Yeah, if this guy was smart, he'd be out of town.
But see, that's what they want. That's the trouble. Yeah, they be out of town. That's what they want. Him to leave. You know, I think it's the time that we got to stand up for this kind of.
I'm not saying, Patrick, that we shouldn't all stand up, because I think we should. But in this particular case, if I was his employer, he would not be in town.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
but the problem with that is that as soon as they find out he's back, they'll terrorize. This is a
terrorist. I agree. But given the fact, this is where the employer has to look at this. Given the fact that this has been announced, that they will be there a week from tonight at his personal residence, if you're his employer, you have to have him out of town or someplace other than there.
Yes.
But if you knew there was a protest at your personal residence, would you want to leave, John?
I would not want to leave, but if I was employed by, and I'm different, I'm self-employed and so on, so it's a different situation. But if I'm, if this was an employee of mine, that I knew somebody was going to be at their house protesting something they had done for me as the employer, I would not have them at the house. I can't. If I knowingly leave them there and something happens, I'm at fault now.
I agree. But, imagine being in this guy's shoes where you are hearing that there's going to be, and they're sending out mass emails to their group, we're going to protest at your residence.
It's just wrong.
And I wouldn't want to leave my house. I wouldn't want to just leave it open and hope that it was protected by someone else. I'd want to stay and make sure everything is protected, because that is my domicile. That's where my family lives. I wouldn't want to see my personal belongings and my family's personal belongings totally wrecked and ruined. And just they're trying to make his life miserable for the neighbors, because I'm sure it's going to be a huge inconvenience for the neighbors and everyone else. So they're trying to get all those people to despise them. And these are just sickening, just absolutely sickening tactics that we have to stand up to in our society.
No, we do. But what is local law enforcement? We're always told, the police are there to protect you. So are they going to be there to protect this guy? Or are they going to look the other way like they did throughout the country when this happened to other people?
Yeah, so we don't know.
Yeah, great question.
Some of the different protests that happened even when Trump was originally running, before he's elected, you saw people getting egged, and now you're seeing it across the country, these people getting these concrete bombs thrown on them and stuff. And but again, we got to stand up now. And guys, I just go back to my Iraq experience, and we saw the way that those people terrorized the citizens there. It's much easier to stand up against this kind of tactics now than it will be later. So we got to stand up now. When these guys put this out, speak up, do what you can to speak up against it, because it's much easier to speak up against it now than wait 5-10 years down the road and try to speak up against it then.
I agree.
But the problem with that, Patrick, is that,
These are people in Hong Kong that are actually trying to speak up against it, too, actually wanting the kind of freedoms that we have here in America. And they're in a very perilous situation where they might actually face a Tiananmen Square situation. But, gosh, that's why I say it's just so much easier, guys, now that if we speak out now is the time.
But how do you propose we do that? I mean, you've got, and you said it earlier, you're gonna call the Democrats out on this. And right now they haven't done anything. They haven't said anything. They're the ones that are in charge of the state. The local police will see what happens. So far, I don't know where this guy lives in town, but the Aurora Police Department hasn't done a whole lot to stop things. How do you go about stopping this from happening?
Well, first off, I think you got to show up and actually expose them. So when there's any pro-police rallies or anything like that, we should do our best to show up and actually call these guys out and pull your cameras out and record. I mean, that's the biggest thing that I saw. If there were different recordings and the police didn't have body cameras there, I don't know what we would have seen any changes made with the Aurora police situation that happened on Labor Day. Show up to these kind of things. And then ultimately, the easiest and most effective way to speak out is at the ballot box and during the election season. Hold these Democrats accountable. If they are not renouncing this kind of behavior, people have to go out. Talk to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, look, Jared Polis, John Hickenlooper has not renounced this kind of behavior. Mm. You know, it's coming from groups affiliated with their Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
They are okay with this. Terrorizing a government employee's house, amongst all things. I mean, this is just absolutely sick and disgusting. So, gosh, guys, get involved now and, hold your elected official accountable, too. If you've got a locally elected official ask them to renounce this.
So what do you think the headlines are going to be with the liberal media after this happens at this guy's house, if they even cover it at all?
Oh, my gosh, probably similar to, you know, like what happened at the detention facility when we went there and did a pro-ICE rally, and it was a pro-ICE rally. That's all it was. But it was, oh, it turned into a shouting match. Well, it was much more than that. It was that group, kind of the Antifa group that showed up doing the same kind of tactics that we see here, blaring sirens on people's face and trying to intimidate them. And that was the media reporting, at least from 9. So, again, then hold your media accountable, too. You know, if you see media reports like that coming from 9 or 4 or whatever channel it is, tune them off.
Yeah.
And guess what? Tune in to KLZ, because you'll get some real news there.
Well said.
There you go.
Patrick, as always, I appreciate it very much. Enjoy your week. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Okay, thanks, Jen.
Good stuff. Thanks, appreciate it very much.